Smart Girl Tribe is the UK's number one female empowerment organisation. Through the Smart Girls Handbook, the Smart Girl Summits, and this very podcast, we help women design a life and business they love. If you are looking to connect with other women or learn about boundaries, following your passion, building a business, navigating heartbreak, coping with mental health issues, among other topics, this is the destination for you. I'm Scarlett V. Clark, your host. Twice a month, I interview thought leaders and game changers to have honest conversations about womanhood for you to redefine your impossible. Happy New Year, Smart Girls. How was everyone's holiday break? Welcome to the first episode of 2024. We have so much coming up at Smart Girl Tribe. I'm just so excited about it all, and I thought there really is no better place than here on the podcast to share my resolutions and plans, because then at the end of the year, I would like to record another episode to look back on everything that has happened. The first big change this year is we're going to be hosting monthly events. I think the majority of them will be in London, but considering I'm travelling a lot for work again this year, some could also end up being abroad. Our first is happening on the 28th at the Sipping Room in London, and you can register either via our website or Eventbrite. Each event is going to be an opportunity to meet other girls, because I've always found it really hard to meet friends, particularly when you are based in a city and as you get older. So I thought, why not just put us all together in one room to chat over cocktails and talk to women from all sorts of industries and backgrounds. We are still going to be hosting business events and our Christmas party, but in between all of that, I just love the idea of cultivating a space where women can show up as their most authentic selves to connect with one another, because at the end of the day, that's exactly what life is about. The second thing is how personal I'm going to get on social media. I am naturally an introvert, and for years it has been really easy for me to hide behind the brand of Smart Girl Tribe, but more and more because of speaking engagements, book gigs, our events, I'm being recognised as the face of Smart Girl Tribe. So I'm going to be leaning into that, and I'm really going to start doing that, I think, on TikTok. I'm going to be posting an online diary because I'm not anyone special. I don't have famous parents. I haven't been on a reality TV show. I'm just a girl who decided to go for it. And when I look back and I look at what I've built and how I have done it, and I know so many other women who could hugely benefit from that knowledge, I just think it is the right time now to document my journey more and share that advice. So I'm going to be doing that across TikTok and Instagram. I'm going to be posting about my life, but also mindset advice and personal development tips, because I kid you not, I am living the life of my dreams, the life I prayed for when I was 19 and started out with no money and no contacts and very few friends. And there is no reason why you can't build something similar, your own little empire. And in between those two big shifts, the events and social media, there are also two other exciting things coming, which I can't talk about yet, but I will say that I'm writing a lot at the moment, so that's the plan for 2024. I've opened up a little bit about this, particularly recently, that I've been struggling with imposter syndrome, and that's because I have become my future self. I keep having these epiphanies, these realizations that I have become the woman I dreamt of being for half a decade, probably even longer, since I was, you know, a child, maybe even two decades. And I'm living the life I prayed for so long. And I have just kind of realized that I have so much knowledge and tools and tips. And as much as I have shared over the years, I want to share even more, which leads me on to my resolutions. I have never loved the idea of resolutions, and I think that resolutions can be really overwhelming because you're committing to doing something for a year. So instead, one thing I have always done is choose a word for each year. The word for this year, I'm still working on. I think it will be something along the lines of leaning in, because I really want to lean into this version of myself even more. Because, as I have said a couple of times, now that all of this has really, everything I've really wanted is coming true, I'm struggling with this idea of, oh my goodness, it's really happening. This is me. I'm fully deserving of this. So that's why I want to try and lean into this version of me, which is the version of me I dreamt of being for so long. One thing I do love doing at the beginning of the year, which helps with this, is in my journal, I write down New Year's Eve, of the date of New Year's Eve of that very year, and I answer the question, who do I want to be by then? And sometimes you'll listen to this advice and people will say, you should think about where you want to be, but I couldn't possibly think about, you know, location wise, where I'm going to be at the end of the year, because I have no idea. But I do know who I want to be, and I would love to be able to look back this year, New Year's Eve of this year, 2024, and say that I have traveled to a couple of countries I have never been to before. I would love to be able to look back and say I have dedicated significant time to social media, because being an introvert, you know, I've said this and I talk about this in my book, my nickname in high school being Granger, I have just always maybe kind of struggled with putting myself out there a bit more. And I want to, as I said, lean into the person that I am, this person that I know I'm destined to be, because of course, very naturally, I'm going to evolve more and more. And that really came to light last year. I have, you know, opened up about now being based in London, being part of a members club. And this year, I would also love to join a tennis club. And also nurture my friendships more. In 2022, I met some new friends. And then in 2023, they became my best friends. And they're still my best friends to this day. So I would love to nurture and connect with those women even more. Even though we see each other so often now already, and every week I'm connecting with this particular group of friends. I know that we are talking about going on holiday together and things like this. So I'm looking forward to looking back New Year's Eve of this year and being able to talk to them about all of the adventures we've had and the memories we've made. Poppy Delbridge is known as the celebrity tapper. And I recently discovered an activity she carries out last week when I attended a private event of hers. She was recently featured on Fern Cotton's podcast as well. She had us draw a circle in the middle of a piece of paper. And then from that circle, you had to draw others. So it almost looked like a flower. And within each circle, you had to write the title of a category. So for instance, health, finances, relationships, environment, and then you would have to rate that category, so that area of your life, out of 100, where you are right now, and then you would also have to write the number of where you would like to be at the end of the year. I found this such a powerful exercise, because you had to be so honest. You had to reveal some real truths. So I would recommend that activity to everyone. And the diagram is available on Poppy's app. So I would say, pay attention most of all to where you scored yourself the lowest and reflect on what you can do to increase those digits. So for instance, one of the categories is environment. And I think I wrote 60%. From memory, because under environment, it's travel and where you work and how happy you are. And as much as I'm happy, you know, with my traveling plans that I have this year and things like that, one thing I would love to do this year, environment wise, is replace comfort shows with documentaries and music with podcasts. And then for books, I would also like to read more fiction, which is something I started doing last year. But I'd love to keep that up, because for the longest time, I have been reading books about business and personal development to the point now that I find a lot of that information very overwhelming. So I'd like to keep up with the goal of reading more fiction and just bask more in my feminine, I guess. I don't necessarily believe in balance, but I want to strive to carry on being this kind of boss, but achieving my goals in a really soft and gentle way. And the other thing that I really want to focus on this year is letting go of the familiar, because as I said at the beginning of this episode, I really have become the woman I've dreamt of being for so long, and I'm living her life, but sometimes it feels a bit like an out-of-body experience with the opportunities that I'm being presented with, you know, and the connections that are coming to the forefront. It doesn't seem like my life. So that's what I really want to be focusing on this year. Just leaning in, as I have said a couple of times, into who I am, I guess, more so than where I am in my life. So that is how I map out my year. And I'm so excited as well because I'm off to Italy now and I'm going to be working from there for a bit, which will be so lovely. So to wrap up this episode, I'd really say reflect on who you want to be. This is just a little update to let you know where I am and what my plans are. And then at the end of the year, I'm going to be recording an episode and looking back at everything that has happened this year. I would ask you to think about the goals that you have for yourself this year and let me know how you're mapping out your 2024 over on Instagram at Smart Girl Tribe. Thank you for listening to the Smart Girl Tribe podcast. You are my community, my family. So for more motivation and inspiration, I'd love for you to join the Smart Girl Tribe Society on Facebook. Find us on Instagram at Smart Girl Tribe and head to smartgirltribe.com to find out about our next event. Please do subscribe and rate the show. It's the fastest way you can help us help you. Until next time.